This is Bible Basics, section 1-3. God's name and character. If there is a God, it's reasonable to think that he would have devised some means of telling us about himself. We believe that the Bible is God's revelation to man, and that in it we see the character of God revealed. If we allow this word of God to fill our minds, a new creature is formed within us which has the characteristics of God. We saw that in James 1:18, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, the more we apply ourselves to God's word and take the lessons to ourselves, the more we will become conformed to the image of His Son, Romans 8:29, which was in character the perfect image of God, Colossians 1:15. In this lies the value of studying the historical parts of the Bible. They're full of lessons telling us how God has dealt with men and nations, always displaying some basic characteristics. In Hebrew and Greek, a person's name often reflected their character and or more information about themselves. Some clear examples: Jesus means Saviour, because he will save his people from their sins, Matthew 1:21. Abraham means father of a great multitude, for I have made you a father of many nations, Genesis 17:5. Eve means living, because she was the mother of all living, Genesis 3:20. Simeon means hearing, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son, Genesis 29:33. In Jeremiah 48:17, knowing the people of Moab is paralleled with knowing the name of Moab. The Psalms often parallel God himself with his name, his word, and his actions. Psalm 103:1, for example. It's therefore to be expected that God's name and titles will give us much information about himself. A detailed study of the name of God is advisable after baptism. Further appreciation of God's character as expressed in his name is something we should go on during all our life in the Lord, which follows, therefore, very much an introduction. When Moses wanted a deeper knowledge of God to strengthen his faith during a very traumatic period in his life, an angel proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty. Exodus 34, verses 5 to 7. This is clear proof that the name of God entails his characteristics. His possession of them is proof that God is a personal being. God has chosen one particular name by which he would like to be known and remembered by his people. It's a summary, an epitome of his purpose with men. The Israelites were slaves in Egypt and needed to be reminded of God's purpose with them. Moses was told to tell them God's name, so that this would help motivate them to leave Egypt and start the journey towards the promised land. Consider 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. We do need to understand the basic principles concerning God's name before we baptize and start our journey towards God's kingdom. God told Israel that his name was Yahweh, meaning, I am that I am, or that I will be who I will be. Exodus 3, 13 to 15. This name is then slightly extended. God said, moreover, that is in addition unto Moses, this is what you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord, Yahweh, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, this is my name forever, and my memorial for all generations. Exodus 3:15. God's full name is therefore the Lord God. The Old Testament is mostly written in Hebrew, and our English translation inevitably misses out a lot of detail when it comes to translating the Hebrew word for God. One of the common words translated God is Elohim, meaning mighty ones, God's memorial. The name by which he wants us to remember him is therefore Yahweh Elohim, implying he who will be revealed in a group of mighty ones. It is therefore God's purpose to reveal his character and his essential being in a large group of people. By obedience to his word, we can develop some of God's characteristics in ourselves now, so that, in a very limited sense, God reveals himself now in true believers in this life. But God's name is a prophecy of the time to come when the earth will be filled with people who are like him, both in character and by nature. Compare 2 Peter 1, verse 4. If we wish to be associated with the purpose of God and to become like God, if we wish to die no more, living forever in complete moral perfection, then we must associate ourselves with his name. The way to do this is to be baptized into the name, that is, Yahweh Elohim, Matthew 28:19. This also makes you the descendants of Abraham, Galatians 3:27-29, who were promised the eternal inheritance of the earth, Genesis 17:8, Romans 4:13. The group of mighty ones, the Elohim, in whom the prophecy of God's name will be fulfilled. This is explained in more detail in Study 3, Part 4.